you got the it's a wagon with two horses and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that goes between them?
Goes between them? Well, that's your tongue.
Well, you got the tongue through here and you got a single tree over here and a single tree over here. And how are they single trees attached to them?
Single tree. It's attached firmly to the wagon. That's where the hinges hook onto, and the hinges fastened to the car, and that's where the power of pulling comes from.
So there's nothing between the two single trees, and each one goes back to the wagon.
As far as I can recollect, it's been a long time since I've seen one of you going through.
I never understood it before. See, if I have an electric lamp and the light burns out, we have to get a new one.
Well, I've always called it a bulb, B-U-L-B, light bulb.
What do you call the little barrel that nails come in?
Cag.
And, you know, the piece of metal that goes around it?
Hook.
Hook. And what about the piece of metal that goes around a wagon wheel?
Tire, just like an automobile tire.
The musical instrument that stick in your mouth and
harmonica.
Slide back, what about the kind that you
use? The EWS, Jews harp.
Jews harp.
I never get no kick out of one of them.
These are better times. Makes your mouth kind of itch.
Well, not only that, but I never could get from one note to another with a darn thing. I always hit the same note every time. Mm-hmm. Or pitch or whatever you want to call it.
The tool you use to drive nails? The tool you use to drive nails?
Hammer.
What different types of hammers do you have to use in different types?
Well, there's quite a few. Claw hammer is what you drive the nails with. Then there's a ball peen hammer, which is commonly known as a machinist hammer. Then there's a tack hammer, and there's all kind of different hammers.
What do you use a ball peen hammer for?
Ball peen hammer is primarily used for cutting steel, you know, with a coal chisel. And also, if you drive a rivet, when you get through driving that rivet, you can take the round part of that thing, that's the peen, that's what's called the peen, and peen that rivet. And every time you hit it, the rivet would expand a little and draw it tight as a son of a gun.
I was wondering what those things were for.
A little, you can really tighten them up with that peen, I'll tell you. And that's the only darn thing I ever knew of a peen on a ball peen hammer, which a lot of people call a machinist hammer, being used for is for peening things like that. So when you'd hit it, you'd enlarge it, see.
If somebody hit a load of wood in his wagon and he's driving along, what would you say he's doing to wood?
She was hauling it.
Hauling it. And what if instead of having a wagon, say he was had a mule hitched up to a log to say move it out of the road or get it someplace?
Moving it out like what? Drag it out, all right.
Okay. When you're getting ready to plant, what's the first thing you have to do in breaking the ground?
Prepare the ground.
How do you go? What do you have to do to it to prepare it?
Well, that's the one part about garden I don't care lots for. Well, we got a big garden back here. I bought the biggest darn rotor spader. One of them things, I got a big song, 8 horsepower. And too funny for words, but anyway, we get by with it.